When was the last time you climbed a tree? I haven't climbed a tree since my youth. I suppose the older, heavier, less limber one becomes, the less one is inclined to climb trees. But when's the last time you thought about climbing a tree? For me, it happened fairly recently. You see, whenever I visit my parents who live out in the country near LaGrange, I like to go for long walks with their Australian cattle dog. His name is Happy Bob. He and I like to walk on the country road that runs along pastures of rolling hills and ancient oak trees. But what Happy Bob truly enjoys is barking and herding the cattle in the pastures along the road, which is all fine and good and sometimes actually pretty funny, unless there's a bull in the pasture. Now, I'm a city girl, but even I know that barbed wire will not stop an angry bull. So when Happy Bob gets the negative attention of a bull, it is not good. I have experienced the frightening gaze of a bull pawing the ground and squaring off at us. Feeling a jolt of fear, I recall scanning the nearby trees. Which one would I scramble up in order to save my life? Reflecting on today's gospel, I wonder what truly motivated Zacchaeus to scramble up that sycamore tree. Zacchaeus, what a great character. He is seeking Jesus, and he will not allow the crowd to be an obstacle for him. He is persevering and eager. But he's also at risk. We know this because it's the first thing we learn about him. He's a tax collector, and he's rich. These are perilous categories to be counted among in the Gospel of Luke. But the good news is that Jesus counts them among those to whom he was sent. For in chapter 5, Jesus is criticized for eating and drinking with tax collectors and sinners. And to this he replies, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Now, the tax collectors of Jesus' era are not the same as our fellow citizens who serve us and our country at the Internal Revenue Service following our tax laws. Zacchaeus' colleagues were notorious for levying taxes that were above the amount set by Roman law. And he was chief among them, the gospel tells us. These excess funds, unfairly raised by whatever means they saw fit, were theirs to keep as long as the Roman Empire got its money. And Zacchaeus, well, he was rich. So this implies he was skilled at exploiting people through this unsavory practice just described. Further, in the story of the rich ruler, Jesus observes how hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. Well, that includes our wee little man, Zacchaeus. He is at risk. He is counted among the lost. I wonder if he had heard these stories about Jesus and those other tax collectors, or about the rich ruler. Had these stories and God's grace gone ahead of Jesus on his journey and prepared Zacchaeus' heart to receive him and the good news? Had the cumulative sin of his exploitation of others accumulated in some kind of existential or spiritual crisis, like an angry bull in the distance pawing the ground, threatening? Did he know that his life needed saving? Luke doesn't tell us. But here is this rich man, who is clearly unpopular with the people, scrambling up a sycamore tree, positioning himself to see Jesus, but more importantly, positioning himself to be seen by Jesus. He is a sinner who, forgive me, goes out on a limb to see Jesus and to be seen by Jesus. Wise commentator John Shea writes, "The sinner must show enough interest to turn and get to the place where he can be seen." As Zacchaeus places himself in Jesus' line of sight, I imagining him trembling just a bit as he permits Jesus' saving love into his life. Zacchaeus doesn't hide in shame. Recall Genesis. After Adam and Eve disobeyed God and ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they were ashamed. When they heard the sound of God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, they hid themselves from God among the trees in the garden. But God called to them, "Where are you? Where are you?" God invites us to show ourselves and be healed. However, we have fallen short, missed the mark, exploited others, not loved our neighbors as ourselves, and placed the love of other things above our love for God. In doing these things, we have separated ourselves from God. That's what sin is, separation from God. And we can choose to hide and continue in sin, or we can turn toward God and, in other words, repent. Instead of hiding in the trees, today's gospel invites us to take hold of Zacchaeus' hand and join him out on a limb in being vulnerable to God, to place ourselves within Jesus' loving gaze and allow healing and transformation to happen with us and within our lives. Zacchaeus' joy becomes our joy because Jesus' words are for us too. "Hurry down, for I will stay with you today." In response to Christ's extravagant grace, chief tax collector and sinner Zacchaeus restores those whom he has harmed. In fact, the restoration he offers exceeds what is required by Torah law. Repentance, restoration, and reconciliation. This is what our gospel lesson teaches as it describes one more conversion, one more encounter of mercy and transforming grace on Jesus' way to the cross. The cross is the tree that saves. It is where sin and death died, so that through the risen Christ, we may truly live in this life and the next. My friends, seek Christ. Turn to him, knowing that there has never been a time in which the divine love was not seeking you. Respond, and let nothing get in the way. Amen.